Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com.
Greetings and welcome to a very special edition of the Merry Little Podcast. My name is Jeff Westover of MyMerryChristmas.com. You hear me mention in every episode a little something about the merry forums of My Merry Christmas, a little place where we gather together every day of the year to just talk Christmas. The forums have been a part of our site since 2004. As you know, we are celebrating Christmas in July 2020 at the forums, and one of our members, who goes by the name of Ball Coach, had this idea of recording a little conversation between him and anybody on the forums who would volunteer to talk a little Christmas with him. Now, this is what I love about the Christmas community online. We cannot and do not claim to have an exclusive to the Christmas community online, but we will claim on behalf of all of us at the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas to have the very best of folks online with us. And this little conversation is a showcase of how it really is. Remember, these are just two guys who know each other but have never actually met, talking on the phone for a little bit about Christmas, much as they might converse and do converse on the Merry Forums all the time and have been for years. It's solid gold. In this first little interview, Ball Coach converses with Brad Mack, a man we have affectionately called the mayor of My Merry Christmas.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm hot, actually. I've been on the lawnmower all morning, and it's hot here in South Georgia.
Well, that's what I've got to do next. And fortunately, it's in Northeast Arkansas, it's about 85 degrees today, so it's nowhere near as hot as it is there. But it's going to get that way this week.
It's going to get that way everywhere, I think.
It is. So we're already recording, but before I start asking questions, I want to thank you for the job that you do as a father. Over the past 11 years and reading your posts and seeing how involved and active you are in your kids' lives, you certainly have served as a good role model for me. And I believe that when opportunity presents itself, you should never leave anything unsaid. So it was important for me just to begin by telling you that. I truly appreciate that.
I'm not sure I deserve that, but thanks.
You bet. So you've been at MMC since 2008. I've been here since 2009. And so I think that just by being here for such a long duration of time, we already know a lot about each other. But for those of us who don't, tell us a little bit about Brad Mack.
Okay. Well, going way back, I grew up an Army brat. When I started high school, my dad retired, and we settled here in my mom's hometown near Belleville, where I live now. Married to Nancy, the best girl ever, and I have two best kids ever, in my opinion.
I hear you.
They're both in college. Jacob's a senior, Elizabeth's a sophomore.
Man, that's just so hard for me to fathom, because, I mean, I can remember back to 2009 and hearing some of the stories that you shared about your kids and seeing them grow up, and Elizabeth growing up in the theater and Jacob growing up in bands and things like that. It's so hard to imagine that they're grown. And I know, absolutely, I bet it is. Brad, why Christmas? What made Christmas so special to you, and what keeps making Christmas special to you?
Well, my parents did it for us, for my younger brother and I. We always went to see Santa in the department store. We did the milk and cookies in the morning or in the night, and went to bed early. And I don't know, we loved everything about Christmas, and those memories, I guess, keep the season special. And the newer memories, raising our kids and doing the same sort of things with them, it keeps it going. Even now that they're grown, we still have a great time with Christmas.
You know, that's the as a relatively new father with Ava Lee being six and Lindley being five, Christmas is so much more magical through the eyes of a kid and sharing that experience as a father. And so it makes me happy to hear that even as they continue to grow, that those memories are still special. What is your favorite Christmas memory as a kid?
You know, it was I don't remember how old I was, but Dad was still in the Army, and he had to work one Christmas morning. We lived on base, and he worked on base, but they were making him work. But he came home to see what Santa brought, long enough, you know, to do that. And I still remember the little BB shooting gallery in the plastic case.
Oh, man.
That was awesome. I love that thing.
Wow.
You know, that's probably the one that really stood out. But most of all, just because Dad could come home when we thought he couldn't. Yeah.
That's great. That's a great story. What's your favorite Christmas memory as a father?
Jacob's first Christmas. He was our first child.
Yeah.
And so Santa brought him this electric four-wheel drive truck that was way too big for it. He couldn't even sit up, but it was awesome. You know, Santa couldn't help himself with that one.
I believe. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No. I was just thinking also with Elizabeth, her ninth Christmas, I guess, Santa brought Lulu, our dog.
Oh, man.
She's been great, too. So, yeah, it's awesome.
That's great. I can remember Avalee's first Christmas. Santa brought her a one of those motorized Lamborghinis, and it was way too big for her. But you know what, Brad? This one had a remote, and Dad got to drive her around. And that was the coolest thing ever. We played with that thing for hours. I don't know who was more disappointed when the battery died, her or me. So
many Christmases, both of them would they'd play with the boxes though, more than the toys they got.
Absolutely. That's so weird. Brad, do you remember your first time finding MMC?
I do. And it was
tell us about it.
Yeah, it was 2005, actually. My brother was very sick. He needed a kidney transplant, and I was going to have to do that for him. And the kids were very small. I was worried about that. But we scheduled it for like Thanksgiving of that year. And just before Thanksgiving, our dad died. It was very stressful, and my work supervisor was like actively unsympathetic about it, and I was really stressed, and that really just sucked the life out of Christmas for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But then I was Googling something. I don't know if I was looking for Christmas lights or something, but I came across a link in Google to a thread in MMC, and I went there. I couldn't believe it because I had no idea. Other people, you know, love it as much as I used to. And when I started reading and meeting these people, it just brought Christmas back to me like it had never been gone.
Wow, that's amazing. That
I
is
love
amazing.
MMC, no doubt.
I do too. Yeah, I've always enjoyed reading your posts about your children, and like I said earlier, I admire the involvement and the active role that that you play in their life. And so being the father of two young girls, can you give me some pointers or some words to live by as it pertains to raising your children?
Well, again, I appreciate saying all the kind stuff about me. I don't feel that deserving. But, you know, if I were to share anything, I would probably, you know, say to be sure to really listen to them, because they can tell if you're just, you know, sideways listening. Maybe make sure that you're in at least some of the photos and videos, because if you're like me, you're the photographer for the family.
Yeah.
I'm in like three pictures. I get to. I'd be sure to attend every event. I love doing that, and I try to, but T-ball games, vacation Bible school graduations, it might seem, you know, small, but they know.
They do, and there's nothing like seeing their little face light up when you show up.
Exactly.
It can be just a normal event, but when mom or dad walk in, all of a sudden it becomes the most important event in the world. And so I certainly appreciate that. And the advice of just listening, I mean, it reminds me of the importance of being in every moment. I think, you know, I'm guilty of getting caught up in work and sometimes taking work home mentally, and you take it home and then you walk through the doors and the little ones, they just want you to love them, and they just want your attention. They have no idea the things that you've been through. And so when you're not really paying attention, they notice. I mean, they can tell. And so I appreciate that advice. I really do.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Do your kids share your love of Christmas?
They love Christmas time, but I think mostly they're amused with my over the top. I think they just watch me enjoy Christmas from that.
So over the top. Tell me more. What's over the top?
Well, like Nancy rolls her eyes every time I mention that Balco said something in MSC. You mean that Christmas place you had? Yes, that's
yes. Yes. You know,
sure. Yeah.
My wife was she liked Christmas, but she didn't talk about Christmas year round. And I stumbled on the MMC right after Christmas one year. I thought, man, I got to wait all year long. I'm the only person in the world who feels this way. And so I was Googling Christmas websites and I found it. I didn't participate for several months. As a matter of fact, I don't believe that I joined for another 4 or 5 months. But my wife, she's like, she would come in, what are you looking at? A Christmas website. And she was just like, look at me, and we just had Christmas. And I'm like, I know, I'm already thinking about next Christmas. But what's amazing is that over time, she has completely turned into a Christmas nut too. So I'm thankful for that.
That's great, yeah.
So you were a mayor. You at one time, I believe, were even called the mayor of MMC. How did that happen?
Well, I don't know. We moved to Belleville not long after Elizabeth was born. A couple years later, one of the councilmen wanted to retire and asked me to try it, and I did. I was a councilman for 8 years, and then the mayor decided to step down, and he asked me to try that. And I thought, well, that'll be fun. But his wife was our clerk, and I wasn't thinking that she was leaving with him. So I didn't have a clerk. We, very small town, unpaid position, you know, no clerk. So I learned to pretty much run the town by myself. Council was no help.
You were literally thrown to the fire and thrown to the wolves.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. How long did you serve in that role?
Just one term, 4 years.
One term.
I had some more health issues in there, and the doc said, you know, you need to cut some stress out, so I said, well, there's a source of stress that doesn't earn an income, so that's what else. And as it's an unpaid position, you pretty much have to talk the next guy into running. So I found a guy, you're the man, you know, you're the best, you could really do it. I butted him up, and he ran. And
what a sucker. What a sucker.
Right.
So is the pool ready?
The pool, I just had to put some more chemicals in. That's the story of my life. It is a money pit, but it's turned into a guilty habit. I love fishing leaves out and checking chlorine levels.
So we are, my wife and I are about to build a house, and we have talked about putting the pool in. And here is the one thing that she keeps holding over my head. And so, just so you know, I'm going to use you as evidence. And so there may be a lady in Northeast Arkansas who is really mad at you, but she says that if you build a swimming pool, the kids will keep coming home forever. Is that true?
Well, I don't want to.
There's a lot riding on this.
Yeah. No.
Thank you.
Pretty much the only one that gets in the pool that he wants is my money pit.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Well, Brad, I appreciate you taking 15 minutes, and I promise you it wouldn't be no more than that. And I've enjoyed talking to you. I've enjoyed putting a voice to the face. And I just, once again, I appreciate for all the things that you've done at MMC, and then all of the examples that you've set for us as young parents. And so I appreciate talking to you, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, man. You too, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
My thanks to Ball Coach and to Brad Mack for allowing us to listen in on this great conversation. Join us at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com, where you can enjoy the company and the Christmas of like-minded folks all year round. From all of us at the Merry Forums, this is Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.